We don't much like talking about the idea of sacrifice together in the same sentence as love, because we want love to be a nice, wonderful, romantic feeling that goes on forever. But life isn't like that. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we take another look at love from a different perspective. I know that we would all like to believe that love is something wonderful, a romantic feeling that goes on forever. But you and I know that it's not always like that. Life isn't like that. The music industry, with its seductive lyrics and video clips, would have us believe in that version of love. So many songs about love, so few that tell the truth. So little by little, we start expecting this love thing to be something that it just isn't. If I want to love you, I have to put you and your needs before me and my needs. If you want to love me, you have to put me and my needs before you and your needs. Even on the difficult days, even on those days when we don't feel like it, even when the other person is behaving so badly, they're completely unlovable, or so it seems. Even when we want to throw in the towel and walk away. That sort of love, unfailing love, steadfast love, God's love, involves something that we'd rather not talk about when it comes to love. It involves sacrifice. And the reason that we'd rather not talk about it is that we'd prefer to believe that love is some wonderful romantic feeling that goes on forever. Isn't that true? If we lived in a perfect world, surrounded by perfect people, there'd be no need for sacrifice in love. If I was perfect, you would find me easy to love. If you were perfect, I would find you easy to love. But the moment that sin creeps in, I'm sorry to use that word, but you know, neither you or I are perfect. The moment that sin creeps in, love involves sacrifice. It has to. Think about it. There are two choices. When we love an imperfect person who fails us from time to time, who disappoints us, who falls short of our expectations, we have two options. You love them anyway, or you don't love them anyway. The first one involves sacrifice, the second one doesn't. The second one ultimately rejects that person and walks away. But if it's steadfast love, if it's unconditional love that we're going to show to the other person, then there is going to be a price to pay, and that price is bound to hurt. Jesus talked about exactly that. Have a listen. I'm reading this from the record in John's Gospel, chapter 15, beginning at verse 9. He says, "As my Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commandments, you'll remain in my love, just as I've obeyed my dad's commandments and I remain in his love. I've told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this, love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I don't call you servants because a servant doesn't know what a master's business is. Instead, I call you friends. For everything that I've learned from my dad, I've made known to you. You didn't choose me, I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command, love one another." Yesterday on the program, we looked at the fact that God is a God of three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and for all eternity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have loved one another perfectly. And the Father commands Jesus, and Jesus commands us to love one another as the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, love one another. And then he goes on to qualify that and says, "No greater love has anyone than this, that he lays down his life for his friends." You and I know that they weren't just words. Jesus laid down his life for his friends. He was brutally beaten. He was crucified. He was nailed to a cross. Just imagine thorns forced into your skull, big, thick Roman nails driven through your wrists and through the flesh and the bone and through your heels. I can't imagine the pain. And then the weight tearing at these wounds when the cross was lifted up and dropped into the hole in the ground. And just hanging there, those nails through your flesh supporting your full body weight until you suffocated to death. A long, slow, agonizing death. Greater love has no man than to lay down his life for his friends. Do you see what Jesus is saying here? The greatest love of all demands the greatest sacrifice of all. And on the cross, Jesus cried out, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani? My God, why have you forsaken me?" It's the cry of God. It rings down through the ages. And it's so easy to rush by these words. Greater love has no one than to lay down their life for their friends, missing the sheer magnitude of what God's saying here, the enormity of his sacrifice for us. And then Jesus goes on to say this to you and me, "This is my command, that you love one another as I have loved you." Pointing to the very same love that he was talking about, a love to die for, a love that would pay the price of its own life. So often people trifle with God's word, what he has to say, they dismiss it, they skim over the surface, but this is deep and profound and real, and you and I both know that. This is the word of God. And he's calling us to live a life of love, and the thing we don't want to hear is that love involves sacrifice, but it's that sacrificial love that bears eternal fruit, a life that involves dying to ourselves, our worldly desires, our pleasures, our comforts, and following Jesus every day. And you know something? It hurts some days to do that. There are some days we would rather walk away. There are some days when it's too hard. There are some days when it doesn't make sense because all we see is the pain. This is my command. Love one another. Love one another as I have loved you. For by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. In Christ, God loves you and me so much. The price of God's love is the suffering and the death of his Son. And my prayer is that we will never lose sight of the enormity of his sacrifice on that cross. It's so easy to do. It's such a familiar story. We rush by it because we know how it ends. The world says it's all about me. God is there to serve me. Everything is about my gratification and my pleasure. And so when it's not like that, we wonder sometimes whether we've failed God. When it hurts, we think something's wrong. It shouldn't be like this. This is my command. Love one another as I have loved you. That speaks of a love that's prepared to die. And it's not the way the world wants it to be, because that's a me, me, me template, and it was never, ever God's idea. Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. Social media, love it or hate it, it's a powerful reality in the lives of billions of people here in the 21st century. Of course, some terrible things happen in that whole social media world, which is why it's so important to use this medium to bless people for God's glory. So, if you're on Facebook, head across to the Christianity Works page and press the like button. When you do, you'll start seeing some positive and uplifting posts from us in your feed, including free booklet downloads from time to time. But more than that, when you're touched by one of them, you can then share them with your friends, becoming something of a social media missionary for the glory of God. Look, we need to be out there sharing the good news of Jesus. Amen? Well, this is one of the simple, practical, and powerful ways that you can do that. So visit the Christianity Works page on Facebook, hit the like button, be encouraged and blessed, and share some of that love with your friends as well. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time Monday, with a different perspective.